Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien and you're listening to Storage Radio. It's a weekly podcast where we cover all the top headlines across the Storage Media Group. And each week I'm lucky enough to talk with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
How's the weather down there in D.C.?
Snowy.
Okay.
And it's coming your way.
Well, we're waiting for it. Before then, we're going to talk about Flash. Here's the deal. EMC, Violin Memory, and Fusion IO all made Flash news this week, and I know you're on top of it. I want to start with EMC. You wrote that they clarified their Flash strategy this week, Dave. They launched limited availability of the Extreme IO all-flash array. So give us the details, please.
Yeah, so EMC, they added Flash. They killed the Flash project they were working on, and they renamed some of their Flash stuff. So they made news in a lot of areas. So the storage array that they had acquired from Extreme IO last year, they've been working on it for a year to get it ready for the enterprise, and it is now in shipping to select customers. Not quite GA yet, but there are paying customers can use it now. So they joined the all-flash market, which up until now has been mostly startups. So all the big guys are getting into it slowly. So EMC is there now. They also added MLC, which is becoming the dominant form for flash in the enterprise. So they added MLC server-side PCIe cards. They did have some SLC out there, but with these cards, they now have a new partner in startup Veridint Systems, is one of their OEM partners for this. So basically, they are reselling flash cards from Veridint and Micron, and I think they still sell some LSI stuff. But then, they put their software to try to make it work better.
Dave, what's interesting is without an all-flash array, and you wrote something about this in your story, it's been impossible for EMC to really stand behind its statement as believing in flash everywhere.
Yeah, up until now, they've had they do sell solid-state drives in their major storage platforms in hybrids, but they're not, those drives, those arrays would be too expensive to fill completely with flash, and the controllers and software is not optimized for flash. So obviously they knew they needed an all-flash array, and it was just a matter of time. And they've been working on this product for some time. They also, last year, they came out with what they called VF Cache caching software. They are now calling that Extreme SW for software. And by the way, the PCIe cards are called Extreme SF for server flash. So that's their flash brand now, is the Extreme XTREM, which they kind of stole from Extreme IO, but Extreme IO had an extra E in there somewhere. But that is now EMC. That's the main changes they made in Extreme IO, is they deleted the E.
Okay, I'll try to keep that in mind. So let's talk about the PCIe Express cards, because they came up this week, not only just for EMC, but also in the Violin Memory and Fusion IO news we're going to talk about. Why so much PCIe Express interest right now, and what's the history here as they have come along in storage systems?
Well, the history is that Fusion IO was really the first company to go out there. A couple of years ago, when people first started selling flash in storage arrays, Fusion IO started out with the PCIe cards. They've done pretty well. They went from a startup to a very successful IPO within a couple of years. They sell tons of it, millions and millions a year of dollars of flash every year to both Facebook and Apple. So now the other flash guys, whether the hard drive guys or the array guys, are trying to get it to the PCIe flash, which is on the server side. So Violin is an all-flash array vendor. That's what they've done until now. So they're branching out now and getting into the PCIe card. They're using NAND flash from Toshiba, which is one of their investors. So they say that helps them keep down the cost of the cards, because they don't have to pay extra for the NAND flash.
Yes, when Violin Memory moved into the server-side flash with these low-cost PCIe cards this week, their claim was, look, we'll beat competitors on price. We know other people are doing it, but the velocity cards with the MLC flash will be cheaper. You think that's a claim that can hold up?
Probably, but, you know, I mean, there's nothing from stopping other vendors from lowering prices if they need to. But, you know, usually, I mean, flash in general is coming down, so I think any flash products now will be getting cheaper. I mean, that's still the big drawback is it's too expensive. So, you know, the prices are slowly dropping, and that's what will have to happen in order for it to really become mainstream.
Okay, so let's talk about the competition heating up a little more. EMC compares benchmarks against Fusion.io whenever they roll out their PCIe flash projects. So Fusion.io is ready to go to town, ready to rumble with EMC. What's your take?
Yeah, so, you know, EMC has all these charts and slides showing their benchmarks against Brand F, how they're better. And they did the same thing when they came out with VF Cache last year. And that's mainly because, you know, Fusion is the leader there. So, you know, the few I took to the Fusion IO CIO, David Flynn, this week, and he said, you know, EMC is selling cards from competitors that Fusion IO beats all the time anyway, so why should they be worried because it's EMC? So, you know, they have good relationships with the server vendors, which is important when you're selling cards that go into servers, and they keep making advances to their own products, so, you know, they say that they're confident they could hold off EMC and anybody else who gets into the PCIe business. But the main thing with Fusion, the main thing they have to worry about is that they no longer have the market to themselves, where, you know, they were the first out, and, you know, 2 years ago, if you wanted PCIe flash, they were about the only game in town.
And so is there enough flash to go around, Dave? Is there enough business out there?
There's enough business. What there may not be enough is enough NAND, because, you know, there are some analysts expecting a NAND shortage to begin this summer. So it'll be interesting to see where that plays. That's another advantage for Violin being having Toshiba as one of their investors and partners, is they can they should be able to get their hands on the NAND flash.
Right, and unlimited supply in Toshiba. All right, that'll be an interesting trend to keep an eye on. Dave, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. That's Dave with an E, Dave Raffo. Thanks for being here.
I'm changing it. I'm going the EMC route and taking out the E.
You can rebrand yourself as Dove. Dave, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, take
Thanks
care.
So much. Bye-bye.